Lord, let your word now be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May we hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. It's reading these passages today in the book of Ephesians. I always like when the Lord takes me there because it's always going to be good. Right? In chapter 3. Just read you some verses and just some stuff he spoke. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, indeed, if you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given me for you. And I really like that word, and I'm not going to talk about that, but just being a steward of God's grace, you know, just reminded me of, you know, our number one calling here, which we've talked about for years, is to be a dwelling place, you know, not just corporately, but individually, right? That we're dwelling places. We are real stewards of this grace of God that's been given to us. But I really like, and we've talked about this a lot before, in the verse 1 of chapter 3, where Paul says that he's a prisoner of the Lord. And this book was written, most of you know, while Paul was in prison. There were four books written. Ephesians is one of them, Colossians, Philippians, and Philemon was all written why Paul was in prison, okay? In other words, he was saying he was a steward of God's grace while he was in prison. That didn't matter. And even called himself a prisoner of the Lord, right? Real important. I used to share this a lot because we used to do some counseling with people, a part of the drug court, Bob Armstrong's drug court, and they'd send us, and most of them were in trouble, and, you know, I had spent some time in jail, and I would always use this verse with them, you know, that if you look at yourself, that you're kind of constrained right now, or restrained, whichever. I said it can be a good thing if it's all in the way you look at it. If you look like, okay, God, you're sovereign, and you kind of boxed me in, and I'm your prisoner, and I want to learn everything that you're going to teach me through this, okay? So, just a little side issue. And that by revelation, verse 3, there was made known to me the mystery as I wrote before in brief. And by referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into this great mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit of God. To be specific, the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, of which I was made a minister, according to the gift of God's grace, there it is again, which was given me according to the working of his power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to me, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable, incomprehensible, unfathomable, that's always a hard word for me to say, riches of Christ, which is another great verse. And to bring to light this administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. So now that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places, this was in accordance to the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through the faith of him. Then he says this, therefore I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory. Right? And I think little did he know even then, as he was writing these letters, that they would become scripture. And probably the richest of all scripture in the New Testament that speaks more of the riches of Christ, who you are in Christ, who we are in Christ, more than any other place, right? Colossians, Ephesians especially, you know, Philippians, all that is about being who we are in Christ, our identity in Christ, just the riches, and that's where these books come from. Isn't it interesting to me? That's what I was thinking about, and he said, don't lose heart at my tribulations because, see, they're for your glory. They're for you, right? even as he was writing this book. They were for us. Right? What a great way to look at our trials or things we go through, and what the Lord is doing, because there's always such a big picture that we don't see. Right? And if he spent his time, just think about Apostle Paul, if he spent his time frustrated that he was in prison wanting to get out so he could do this, you know, and if you read Scripture, he led all the guards to Christ, you know, all of Caesar's household, led all them to the Lord, right? And so much went forth from that time that he spent, probably a two-year period in prison, so much went forth out of that that's still affecting us today, right? Not to lose heart. And it was easy for them to lose heart. Hey, Paul's in prison. Don't lose heart, because it's for your glory. And that just tied into another verse today. I was thinking about this verse all morning. And this is out of Acts. You yourself know from the first day, this is actually a farewell to this Ephesus, Church of Ephesus. This was his last time he was there. I didn't get to see him again. The first day that I set foot in Asia, how I was with you the whole time, serving the Lord with all humility, with tears and trials, which came upon me through the plots of the Jews, and how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you publicly from house to house, solemnly testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, bound by the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit has testified to me in every city that bonds and afflictions wait for me. But I do not consider my life of any count as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. Right? Isn't it hard to kind of combine the grace of God with what he just said? Because we can't like mix the two, the grace or the goodness or God's riches with afflictions and sufferings. But yet he was a steward of that. And what brought more out of him and to other people anything was this. But he concluded this one thing, and that's what we have to conclude, is this, what he said here. I do not consider my life as dear to myself. Because if he considers his life dear to himself, he wouldn't have gone forward with the Holy Spirit telling him, hey, everywhere you go, there's bonds and afflictions waiting for you. You know, they're going to beat you, you know. But you're going to be all right. But he didn't consider that. His life is dear to himself, right? But that he may solemnly testify about the grace of God, trusting the Lord that whatever experience I find myself in, it's all about you. And it's all about grace. Right? However you want to get this grace out of me to other people, you're welcome to do. Because my life is not dear. That's the most freeing thing, y'all, that can happen to us as a believer. Is come to that place where your life is not dear to yourself. Because if my life is not dear to myself, then, you know, I'm just open to whatever he wants to do, right? And I'm not clinging. And it's just amazing to me how, you know, I know I've seen it before, but it's just, I really saw it again, you know, how so much went out of Paul during his time in prison. Right? So if you consider yourself, no matter what you're in, hey, I'm His. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. Jeremiah says this in Lamentations 3. You know, there's really cool verses there about, you know, there, this will I call to mind, therefore I have hope, you know. The Lord's loving kindness will indeed. But read a few scriptures above that, and he said, the Lord has walled me in so I can't get out. Right? So we find ourselves there at times, right? So just think of it. What God is bringing out of you is so much more important. Right? Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.